Today's episode is brought to you by Canva. We're all looking for ways to make an impact at work, but not all of us are skilled in visual design. Canva helps you get your point across, simply and beautifully. It's easy to design Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, and videos. You start with a designer-made template and customize it with your content. Plus, add graphics, charts, and more from Canva's massive media library. Whatever department you work in, Canva is perfect for any task. Sales decks, hiring docs, marketing brainstorms, employee videos, you name it. Anyone at work can design with Canva. Start designing today at canva.com. Designed for work.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
This episode is brought to you by Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast. When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hears from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Welcome to Brainstuff from How Stuff Works. Hi, Brainstuff, Lauren Vogelbaum here. Peruse the egg section of a grocery store or farmer's market, and you'll notice cartons of eggs separated into white and brown, and sometimes even green or blue eggs. But once they arrive scrambled on a plate or baked into a cake, it's tough to tell the difference. So what is the difference between eggs with shells of different colors? This isn't a situation like rice or flour. Brown eggs are not more natural, and white eggs have not been decolored with bleach. Both varieties occur completely naturally, as do bluish-green chicken eggs. But really, all chicken eggs are the same on the inside. So what causes different egg colors among the same type of bird? We spoke with Dr. Justin Fowler. We cannot make this up, who's a professor at the University of Georgia's Poultry Science Department. He said, the different colors or the presence of spots or speckling come down to the genetics of the bird. Leghorn chickens, which make up most of the commercial egg industry in the United States, lay white eggs, while Orpingtons or Plymouth Rocks will lay brown eggs. The Americana breed has a pigment that's able to permeate the whole egg shell and make blue-colored eggs that are colored on both the inside and outside of the shell. So there you go. Want to know whether a specific chicken will pop out a white egg or a colored egg? Examine the chicken's earlobe. Surprise, birds have earlobes! More often than not, chickens with white or lighter earlobes tend to have white feathers, and thus white eggs, while those with colored feathers and earlobes tend to produce colored eggs. Where does this color come from, though? Here's where understanding how an egg comes to be is important. Chicken yolks, or ova, form in the chicken's ovaries. A fully formed ovum will leave the ovary and be deposited into the oviduct. This part of the chicken's reproductive system has 5 distinct sequential segments, which the yolk passes through on its way to the outside world. But it's the 4th one, the shell gland, that affects the color of the egg. This is where the shell forms around the ovum. Fowler explained the process. He said, the shell of all chicken eggs are made of calcium carbonate, a crystal that's white in color. So all eggs are, at least at the start, white. Any that we then see that are other colors have had a pigment deposited on them as they were moving through the oviduct, after the white eggshell had been deposited. You can see this if you open up a brown egg and look at the inside of the shell. It'll be white. Two pigments are responsible for the spectrum of chicken egg color. Shades of greens and blues are caused by the pigment biliverdin, while protoporphyrin is responsible for reddish-brown hues. The same egg coloring process holds true for all birds with colorful eggs. American robin eggs, for instance, are famously blue. Oh, but that egg inside an egg story that you might have seen going around the internet, that's another thing entirely, and involves an egg accidentally reversing its course in the oviduct. Meanwhile, we'll leave you with the answer to a practical egg query. Should chicken eggs be kept refrigerated or at room temperature? It depends on whether you live in a country, Australia, Japan, and the United States, for instance, that requires eggs produced for commercial sale to be washed. This protects against salmonella, but also removes a waxy shell coating that naturally defends eggs against microorganisms, thereby necessitating refrigeration. Today's episode was written by Christopher Hasiotis and produced by Tristan McNeil and Tyler Klang. For more on this and lots of other fowl topics, visit our home planet, howstuffworks.com.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.